Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Hi, Rebels. This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm your host, Alea, and today we're talking to actress and singer Hailey Kiyoko. She narrated the story of Lady Gaga, a musician, artist, actress, and activist who has used her voice to create a revolution of love. If you haven't heard that inspiring episode, definitely make sure to give that a listen first. Don't worry, we'll hang out here and wait for you to return. Hi, Hailey. Can you introduce yourself to our listeners and tell us a little bit of what you do?
Hi, my name is Hailey Kiyoko. I'm an actor, musician, director. I love to create music that ignites hope within younger generations to help their lives be a little easier through storytelling and normalizing queer representation.
That's so awesome. So you brought us the story of Lady Gaga, and you're both singers and actors. Does her own story inspire you in any way?
Lady Gaga's story inspires me so much. First of all, we both are Aries, so I feel deeply connected to her, even though we have yet to meet. But she's so brave with her art, and she worked so relentlessly to get to where she is now. And those are things that I really can connect to and relate with. Being brave, being bold, but also having to work extremely, extremely hard to prove your self-worth to not only yourself, but to others. And so I feel deeply connected and inspired by her story.
What have been some challenges you have faced on your journey to where you are now?
I've faced many challenges and continue to face many challenges in my career and journey. But I think the overarching thread between all of the challenges is that society likes to put us in a box. And for me, as Hailey, I have never felt like I fit in a box. I never felt like labels or stereotypes really described who I truly was. And so I continue on my journey of creating to break stereotypes and to break the rules of what it is to be a queer woman of color.
Hey, Rebels, you know who offers some of the greatest music halls, performances, and online musical education resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Check out Animal or Instrument, a quiz that asks you to listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. Or dive into the Musical Explorers Around the World map, where you can experience musical traditions such as Vietnamese folk, Colombian cumbia, bluegrass, and jazz from the U.S., and so much more. Carnegie Hall Kids will ignite your imagination and put a rhythm in your every move. Start the musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes. I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She is hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called If, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, Jon Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too.
You sing a lot about queer love. Do you have any messages for kids who are exploring their own queer identities?
My message for queer kids out there that are exploring and discovering their own identities is that our journey is our own, and learning to love ourselves takes time, and that's a part of the journey. When we finally get there, it feels amazing, and I'm so excited to root you on your journey wherever you are in exploring who you are and discovering who you are. I believe in you, I support you, and I'm here for you on your journey.
For girls who are interested in becoming singers or actors, what advice do you have for them?
My advice for any aspiring actors and artists out there is to continually be your biggest cheerleader and remind yourself how incredibly different and unique you are and how important your existence is to this world, and to never give up and to be resilient, because you have to be resilient in this industry. It's very challenging. It's going to be hard, but great things come from hard work.
If you could go back to when you were a kid and give yourself a piece of advice, what would it be?
My advice to my younger self would be to continue to dream and to continue to believe that you can have a happy ever after.
And finally, what makes you a rebel girl?
I am a rebel girl because I am unapologetically myself, and I never give up and continue to hopefully spread hope to future generations to make their lives a little easier. And I think that's what makes me a rebel girl.
That's awesome. Thank you, Haley. And thank you for listening. If you like the show, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and share it with all of your friends. Catch you next time. Stay rebel.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Good news alert! We've sniffed out a winner from the Go Kid Go team, Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos! Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dullsville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full on Bark Street, with hilarious busybodies like Lorraine the Neighborhood Watch Duck, Poot the Groundhog, and Fred the Squirrel popping around. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Yes? Then tag along with us for the fun and see if you can help solve the mysteries by listening to Snoop and Sniffy on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.